All right, today we begin a new book of the Bible, the book of Ruth. And Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Ruth chapter 1, verse 1. Now it came to pass, in the days when the judges ruled, that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife, and his two sons. In Old Testament days, if there was a famine in Israel, it was because they had turned their backs on God. And we know from the book of Judges that Israel did turn their back on God. So it's not surprising that there's a famine right here in the book of Ruth, which occurred within the time frame of the book of Judges. 2. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. This was your typical Israeli family. No major problems yet, except for that famine, which is why they moved to Moab. 3. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left, and her two sons. They thought the famine was a big problem, but I'm sure that the death of the father put everything into proper perspective. Many problems seem huge until someone you love gets critically ill or dies. Then everything is put into proper perspective. 4. And they took themselves wives of the women of Moab, sons of Naomi. The name of the one was Orpah, the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. This family probably should have remained in Israel rather than moving to Moab by the pagans. And here they sink their roots deeper into an unscriptural situation by marrying a couple of pagan girls. 5. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was bereft. The woman was bereft of her two sons and her husband. So Naomi has hit rock bottom. First there was a famine. Then her and her family left home to avoid the consequences of that famine. Then her husband died. Then her son marries pagan girls, and now her sons die. 6. Then she arose with her daughter and daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard that in the country of Moab, how the Lord had visited his people in giving them food. The family went to Moab to ride out the famine. They rode out the storm, but it wasn't a very good storm shelter. So Naomi can't wait to get back home to Israel now that the famine is over. Verse 7. Wherefore, she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. So as this journey to Israel begins for Naomi, these two young ladies, her daughters-in-law, both seem determined to stay with her. But neither of them have yet counted the cost of what they're doing. 8. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, Go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. Naomi loves these two ladies, so she wants what she thinks is best for them. And really, they are all that she has. but she is willing to lose them because she loves them more than she loves herself. Biblical love is considering others more important than yourself. Verse 9. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. Naomi is still feeling the loss of her husband and sons, but that did not stop her from caring about her daughters-in-law. Sometimes we can't do anything to change our circumstances, but we can find a measure of satisfaction in helping others improve theirs. Verse 10. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. Naomi represented the Lord and his people very well, to the point where these two girls were willing to leave family and home to be with her and her people. Evidently, they found something solid in this woman of God, and they didn't want to lose her, and they didn't want to lose it. Verse 11, and Naomi said, turn again, my daughters, why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Naomi can't figure out why these girls want to stay with her. After all, she doesn't have anything to offer them materially. Maybe she doesn't recognize what she has going for her, but these two girls see it, and they don't want to lose her. She's a good woman. Verse 12. Turn again, my daughters. Go your way. For I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye refrain from marrying? Nay, my daughters, for it grieves me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. Here's a woman without hope. She believes in God, and she believes that God has decreed for her a miserable existence. It's not true, but she has had such a lousy run lately that she thinks it's true. 14, and they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. So for a while, both these girls looked equally determined. But after considering the cost, Orpah bailed out. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye. Often when the cost of obedience and faith gets too high, some who looked sincere kiss their beliefs goodbye as well. 15. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. Now, Naomi was unselfish, but here is a case of the devil using something that sounds good to tempt someone to do bad. If Ruth follows the unselfish advice of Naomi, Ruth is doomed to hell. Go back to your gods? Be careful not to give unscriptural advice. It may sound good, but it will lead to trouble. 16. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, nor to turn away from following after thee. For where thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. If Ruth didn't have saving faith earlier, I would say that she has it now. She's willing to say no to everything she had been used to in order to be one of God's people. Saving faith happens when you turn from anything that is blocking your way to Christ and say, Jesus, I want you more. 17. Where thou die, I will die. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death part thee and me. And Ruth is serious. She will serve Almighty God until the day that she dies. 18. And when she saw that she was steadfastly determined to go with her, then she ceased speaking unto her. There was no point. When someone is determined to repent and follow the Lord, no one and nothing will deter them. Nothing can stop them when they're dead serious about Jesus. When the Holy Spirit gets a hold of a person and shows them how desperately they need the Savior, no power on earth will stop them from receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. 19. So they too went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, Is this Naomi? Terrible things happened to Naomi over in Moab. But God made something good come out of it, and that would be the salvation of Ruth. It was rough, though, and it took its toll on Naomi. The people of her hometown didn't even recognize her. You know, rough times can really take their toll on us physically. You know, my elderly mother was 80 years old when my dad got serious cancer, and she took care of him for the next 2 years. She did everything that she possibly could. And after he died at age 82, she just really went downhill fast. She lasted 4 more years, but it's just like she aged overnight after he was gone. God gave her the grace to care for my dad, but it took its toll on her. So that's what the people are seeing in Naomi as she returns home. 20. And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. She isn't the same woman she used to be. The bad things of life have added up and really taken their toll on her, and I guess that's life in the real world, isn't it? Right now, Naomi is being honest, and she doesn't see anything good at all. 21. I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. Now, that's a pretty insensitive thing to say, with Ruth standing right there next to her. She went away full, but she returned with a daughter-in-law who loves her. Empty is a bad choice of words, isn't it? And often people under pressure do not think before they speak. So we have to be careful not to take their words to heart. 22. So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, who returned out of the country of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. And I would say what I've said many times, and that's that there is no such things as coincidence in the life of God's people. They didn't get to town when the barley harvest was about to begin by accident. It was God's timing in order to give them a welcome home present, as we will see. Never forget that God's timing with his people is always perfect. Whether it's good or bad, trust it.